Hi, Candy. We missed you. I don't know if you had your radio on, but John was in here for a little bit, KG4GFU, and we had a chat. You've probably talked to him since I had. It's been quite some time, and so he heard us in here talking and thought we'd come in, and I introduced him to Chad, and we just had a nice little get together. Good to have you back. KK4JBQ.
Unfortunately, I couldn't have the scanner on the speaker out back because of other family members, so no, I missed it. But I have talked to John some on the phone, probably, since you talked to him on the radio. I'm glad to hear someone he'll realize to come back in here some more again with some of the rest of us. Go ahead, Chad. KI4LZI.
I've not seen any hogs on the property, Andy. Now, I did see, coming back one afternoon, I saw three of them cross about halfway down Highway 8 right there at Taylor Hill Road. But I have not seen any on the property. But, I'm not much into shooting. I used to be a big hunter, but I got back from last deployment. I just don't have no interest in it no more. But hogs, that's going to be a different situation because they're just so destructive and so prolific. I don't know how I feel about that. I'll have to think about that for a little bit. But but I will let you know just as soon as I see one. But Larry, I'll send you some more videos. I don't know how many I got, but I'll send you what I got. If you want them, if you don't, that's fine too. But all right, somebody pick it up. KO4NUE.
KK4JBQ. Well, I want to jump in here and say, oh yes, send the videos if you don't mind. I do thoroughly enjoy them. Back to you, Gandy.
Well, see, we're up here. We try not to shoot anything. There's plenty of us, as I've told you before, that will, that operate on the marine frequencies. The only thing I was pointing out about it is, especially with, you know, hogs, from my understanding, if you're not careful, can do you damage, and we know bears can. It's just when you step out up here, and especially after dark, you got to be careful. I know when I come back from our meetings out at DOC of Pickens on the first Tuesday of the month, when I go to put my car up out there where it belongs, you know, it's kind of in the dark out there. And I always have to kind of keep that in mind because right there beside where my car is parked, one time there was a bear up in that tree there eating chestnuts. It's right there beside where I parked my car there, beside the building there. So up here we have to always keep alert out for such as that stuff. Now you take back in the late 70s and early 80s, most of this animal life I never saw up here, because back in my younger days, I stayed around in these woods up here all the time, but I didn't see most of this wildlife up here then. It's been brought back somewhat, you might say, by wildlife people and such stuff as that, because I've got an uncle, or had a my dad's uncle, he used to always go to Michigan to bear hunt. Well, now, it's just opposite that. You got to be careful for the bear. KI4LCI.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That bear up there property, it's been 2 years now, I guess. He put me in the truck, or I ran to the truck, and he followed me up to the gate, in the truck. I took my cell phone out and took some video of him watching me in the truck. I mean, it was like he didn't have any fear. And I don't care for that too much. He's big enough to be what he wants to be easily, and I'm not comfortable with that. But I'm not actively trying to do anything about it. I'm just saying, you're right. I bring all my firewood in at night. And I don't step outside of that cabin at night. Within reason, because you just don't know. I mean, something like that get a hold of you, and it'd be 3 or 4 days before somebody found you. You know, so I'm watchful over that. KO4NUE.
JQ. Well, I wonder, I guess Saturday night is not a usual time that people would expect the three of us to be around. And, you know, but it has been just here lately. It's kind of been a special thing for me that on other nights besides Tuesday, people would have questions that they'd want answers to, and they would, I guess you all have noticed, this comes during rag chew, during the 2-meter net, and you just slide from one thing right on into the next thing. I knew, as Walt probably understood, that there were people out there who had questions, but they didn't feel like they could, they didn't feel like they had a place, and Chad, you and Walt made a place for him, and that's really something. It's really something. Oh, by the way, do either of you understand how Walt is doing with his throat issues?
How's he got? I don't know for sure, you know. Chad over there at Tampa Bay will be closer to him. The only thing I know is, you know, this past Tuesday night, he didn't do the net. You know anything, Chad? Because like I said, I don't know that much myself. KI4LCI.
I haven't heard him during the day. I did call him one day this week, but he didn't pick up, nor return my call. But I'll get in the truck and ride over and check on him, see kind of what's going on with him. But I know he said he had a bad yeast infection from using in his mouth from using the inhaler, but I wonder if that was actually thrush. I think that's pretty common with those inhalers, but I don't know. But I will go check on him and see kind of what's going on. But it's a little bit concerning because, you know, he's always active during the day, but it's been over a week now, and I hadn't even heard him during the day, so I'll go check on him, see what's going on, and I'll let you know. But anyway, back to you. Somebody pick it up.
One more thing, and then I'm gonna turn in. It's beyond the middle of the night, and I don't want to keep you guys up. Give you an opportunity to get some decent rest tonight. But Chad, you mentioned to me something about I knew that I had a video camera around here somewhere, what they call a webcam around here somewhere, and I searched and searched and I finally found it. Now, it's an old thing and it may not connect to this computer, But I wanted to mention to you that I have kept that conversation in my mind. And I have found a camera, and I will try to make it work. So there we are. Just wanted to pass that little bit along. Anyway, you two, it's been a good night. I've been given a couple of special gifts with Jamie came in there, and also John. It's been a special, it's made me, you know, feel real good about the day. And thank you guys for being there. And I hope you're all enjoying a good week running up to Christmas. We'll talk about plans that we might have for the day. Other matters concerning Christmas, if you all want to, later on. Anyway, good night. And as my dad used to say, sleep tight. JK4, JBQ, 73.
Larry, have a good night. Tell Miss Donna who said hello. And y'all just got something coming in the mail your way. Just gonna let you know. So 73, I'll be clear with you, Larry. Good night. Sleep tight.
Talk later at some point there. They can recharge some of your HT batteries until you can get that water sealed enough in the sunroom that you can get the 857 back online. And if I can ever do see you, Chad, I got a book or two here that goes into great detail about some of those questions you've been asking. It was meant for a novice class license, but most of everything that novices had back in the old days, for the most part, was HF anyway. And it goes into a great lot of detail about some of the balance, the type of configurations of HF antennas, polarization, and such as that. If we can ever make contact with one another at some point, I'm always at our meetings out there on the first Tuesday of the month out there some point. You let me know and I'll take and bring them with me and give them to you. That'll give you some more information about some of the questions that you've been asking here over the past couple of months. KI4LZI.
We'll do that. I'll talk with Chris and we'll just meet up at the EOC one night. And I have got one of these cellularly activated game camera, no trespassing signs, I need to pass along to you too. But we'll do that. I'll talk with Chris about it and we'll go from there. But all right, Andy, well, I'm gonna step out too. Starting to show my tires a little bit. And I'm gonna go ahead and shut down. This is KL4NUE with KL4LZI. 73's Andy, and I'll be clear on your final, sir.
KI4LZI. Well, this book that I got here, I picked up for next to nothing, I believe, of all places, down there at Darwin Wright Park, down there at what Anderson Hamfest is held for. Just a couple of bucks, something like that. But some of the antenna information that's in there about that will answer a lot of the questions you've been asking about. A lot of them. I myself, there's so much in there that, you know, I can't remember, and I couldn't read it all here anyway to you, but I didn't pay that much for it, and it will answer a lot of your questions if I can ever get it to you. And you're right about the other no trespassing sign. I could use that too. KI4LZI.
All right, well, we're just planning on meeting the next EOC meeting then. Regardless whether, you know, I join the team or not, I will come up here and meet you there. When is the next meeting, Andy?
It's the first Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. Always the first Tuesday. There's rare exceptions, but as far as I know, I ain't got no email yet from Mandel or anybody saying it's going to change right now. So if I do, I'll let you know, but as far as I know, it's the normal time, 7 p.m. on the first Tuesday of the month.
4th of January. That's the first Tuesday in January. Pickens EOC meeting 1900. Okay. Alright, sounds good. Well, we'll link up then, Andy. Alright, I'm gonna head on out, bud. I'll talk to you later. I'll be clear. I'm gonna shut down. Be safe, Andy. 73s.
Some of your radios are at least your mobile for that night. That 147-195, isn't it? I think you know where it is, but just to be certain, KI4LCI.